The long-awaited National Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse gets underway in Melbourne this morning. The massive inquiry will investigate abuse in public and private institutions, including churches, schools and sports clubs. Samantha Donovan reports.
As a schoolboy in the 1970s, Stephen Woods was repeatedly raped and bashed by Catholic clergy. He's been lobbying for a royal commission for 18 years.
It'll be wonderful. What an amazing time for cleansing for us to the Australian population. I'm living with the effects and the lasting turmoil in my life because of these people and because of the cover-ups that went on.
The royal commission will look at how the sexual abuse of children happened, the management practices of the institutions concerned, and how any complaints were handled. Its chairman, Justice Peter McClellan, will give an opening address this morning explaining how the inquiry will operate. Justice McClellan has already stressed that the job of the six commissioners is to investigate and make recommendations, not to prosecute or provide compensation. But the commission will establish links with authorities in each state and territory to which particular cases may be referred for possible prosecution. Lawyer Judy Courton says the Royal Commission must give victims of child sexual abuse some options when it comes to giving evidence.
Some survivors will want to give evidence in private, and others not. Others would be prepared, for example, to even be cross-examined. Many of them too will want, for example, legal representation at the commission, and it would be hoped that there would be some funding available for that as well.
Judy Courton says there are lessons to be learned from Ireland's Commission of Inquiry into Child Abuse.
We need to be very wary of particularly the Catholic Church trying to confuse matters, as it were, trying to perhaps hold up or prevent the inquiry from going ahead. This is what happened in Ireland. So our Royal Commission here needs to be very firm.
The Catholic Church has set up the Truth, Justice and Healing Council to oversee the Church's involvement with the Royal Commission. The Council's final members were announced yesterday afternoon, and not all of them have links to the Church. Francis Sullivan is the Council's Chief Executive.
Today is an extraordinarily important day for Australia. This is a history that we need to get to the bottom of. We need the truth to come out.
How significant a day is it for the Catholic Church itself?
Well, I don't think you can overstate how important it is for the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has lost a lot of credibility due to the history of clerical sex abuse. The church leaders have made it clear that they want us to embrace the Royal Commission openly, transparently and wholesomely.
A spokesman for the Royal Commission has told AM it's anticipated the commissioners will start holding private discussions with victims of child sexual abuse in May. It's not expected that public hearings will start for several months. An initial report is due by mid-next year. The federal government has requested a final report by the end of 2015, but given the magnitude of the inquiry, it appears likely that deadline will need to be extended.
Samantha Donovan.